Welcome to Barcelona for round six of the 2002 MotoGP World Championship, and it's Max Biaggi starting from pole position for the first time in 2002, but he hasn't got such a good start, Biaggi. It looks like Toro Rocao's got the whole shot. Toro Rocao on the Honda, goes into that first corner, that right-hander in first place, and Valentino Rossi has also made a good start, and there's some touching further down the field, and a few riders have gone down. Jürgen van der Gerberg is one of them, Norikabe is another. I think that's Shinya Nakano as well, the third man to go down there. So a dramatic start here to the Barcelona Grand Prix. Carlos Checa riding in front of his home fans takes the lead from Toro Rocao. Carlos Checa leading a Grand Prix for the first time this season, and problems for Norikabe. Well, we saw him crash out there in that first corner, but Rocao is back in the pit and might rejoin the race. But really, the four-stroke's taking it away now down at the front. There's the two Suzukis of Gibbonau and Roberts. Abe will rejoin the race, but for the time being, it's Checa, Rocao, Biaggi, Rossi, Roberts and Gibbonau. Six four-strokes in the top six, but Valentino Rossi is starting to make his move. He's got past Biaggi. We're on board with Valentino Rossi, who's up into third place now in front of the Italian. And that's another faller. That's Sete Gibbonau. Well, disappointment for Sete Gibbonau. In front of his home crowd here, Gibbonau lives in Barcelona, but a very, very disappointing end to the Grand Prix here this weekend for him. Back at the front, those Yamahas and Hondas doing battle, and there looking on from pit lane, Mick Doohan, a former five-time world champion, of course, with Honda, on these two strokes, ridden now by Loris Capirossi and Alex Barros. They're having a little battle there with the four-stroke Suzuki of Kenny Roberts, who just seems to be losing pace now. He wasn't able to keep contact with that front group, and it looks as though Barros is going to get past him as well. He has, so Capirossi and Barros both past Kenny Roberts now. Roberts losing ground with every lap, and it's going to be a fight to the line between the four strokes at the front, that of Carlos Checa leading the way still from Toru Rukawa and Valentino Rossi, but they're all on his case, aren't they? And it looks as though Rukawa's got past Checa, but can Checa hit back into the right-hander? He can. Good late braking manoeuvre there from Carlos Checa to hold off the challenge, the dual challenge of Rocao and Rossi, and that's no mean feat, and he's going to have trouble again here with Toro Rocao. Rocao up on the inside of Carlos Checa, and leading the race once more is Toro Rocao, and now here comes Valentino Rossi. Now then, what can Carlos Checa do? It's a Carlos Checa sandwich, isn't it, between those two Hondas, but he's emerged once again in the lead, and Carlos Checa, if he's going to lose this race here at his home Grand Prix in Barcelona, he's going to do it fighting, isn't he? Now he's back in the lead from Rocao and Rossi. As you can see from the onboard camera from Carlos Checa, it's Rossi who moves up to second place in front of Toru Rocao. And Rossi now perhaps just deciding that Carlos Checa is going a little bit too fast for his liking. Carlos Checa now just conceding ground to Valentino Rossi down the home straight, and we'll see who breaks latest here. It's going to be Valentino Rossi to close the door on Checa. He just had the extra advantage down the straight, as his pit board tells him, 15 laps gone of 25, and Carlos Checa and Toro Rocao are too close for comfort. Valentino Rossi just trying to escape, and now Checa has got his hands full with Toro Rocao, who after something of a lull mid-race is just starting to pick his pace up again, and it looks as though Rocao might be the man to challenge Rossi. Well, further down the field we have another faller, or at least off track goes Loris Capirossi there. Capirossi embroiled in a battle with Alex Barros, his teammate and team manager Sito Pons does not look too happy with that one. But Valentino Rossi's team have every reason to be happy as the Italian crosses the line for victory number 5 out of 6 races in 2002. Valentino Rossi wins. It's a Repsol Honda 1-2 as Rocao crosses the line in second, and Carlos Checa takes the flag for the final podium position in third. There's confirmation of that result then. Rossi wins, Rocao second, Carlos Checa third, and Rossi already now has a tight grip on this 2002 World Championship.
It's a very difficult race for the temperature. Anyway, here in Barcelona it's difficult, the race, because it's very long, but with this temperature it's more difficult for the rider, for the head, for the tire and for the bike. So, say thank you to all my team, because this morning we changed very much in the setting, and the bike is better today. I make a quite good start, stay in my position, and follow the other. I see Checa at the beginning have a very good rhythm. When Biaggi start to lose, I decide to overtake and go with Toru and Checa. And after I wait, when I try to go in front, I think it's possible to make 45, but already the tire are finished. So it's not possible go very fast. It's possible go a little bit faster than Carlos, but Toru come with me. It's very much similar to South Africa this year, but in the 2 or 3 hard braking, I'm a little bit faster than Toru, so I think if I don't do mistake, it's possible win. And I decide to stay in front, and it's possible win. I'm very happy, and it's very hard today.